Welcome back to the Finsiders. Dolphins and the Chargers coming up 4 o'clock on Sunday afternoon at Sun Life Stadium. We're going to talk about it now with a guy who was from San Diego, defensive back Jimmy Wilson. Nice interception and nice interception return on Monday night against the Buccaneers in a key moment of that game. Let's focus on the return to start with, because that was my favorite part of the thing. It was a nice pick, and we'll talk about that too. You did a good job kind of weaving your way around and getting down to the 7-yard line, giving the offense an opportunity to get some points on the board. Is there an art to the interception return, or is it just absolute mayhem out there because nobody's in any sort of place where you would know that they would be, like during a normal play? It's just like 21 other guys kind of all in random spots.
We practice it on the defense. You know, when somebody gets a pick, if it one way is cut off, then, you know, you basically just follow the big guys. You know, I seen Randy Starks had his hand up. He waved me that way. So when I got up, the first thing I seen was his hand waving, and that's the way I hit it, you know. And probably could have scored if I stayed to the outside, but I seen a receiver coming in, so I decided to cut it up. And number 30 made a good tackle, hung onto my ankle. I thought I was going to be the hero.
Is it about as chaotic a play as there is in football, the interception return?
Oh, yeah, especially once you got to cross field and get back to where the big guys are. So you don't want to get blindsided by an old lineman. You know what I mean? It might be your last play ever.
You got to keep an eye on that. All right, take us through the play and the interception itself. It looked like you had to, you know, kind of turn around a little bit and almost a back shoulder type of thing.
Yeah, I got a good break on the ball because the way they motioned, the motion they had, you know, set up the sprint out pass that we've been practicing all week. So, you know, kind of fell into my lap because I already knew what was really coming. So by the time Vince Jackson made his break, I was already making my break and looking back at the quarterback. The only thing that made it difficult is that I was going to the interception point and he threw it behind me. So, you know, I had to make sure I catch it. That's why, you know, pretty much why I fell down. Trying to make sure I catch it, and then after that, it's just, you know, find a way to get as many yards as possible.
It was a big play, and it was a nice play. Jimmy Wilson is here. You look back at that game, obviously it's a frustrating loss, it's a tough loss, but from a defensive standpoint, you know, especially in the secondary, I mean, the guy completed just 11 passes the whole game. They've got a very dangerous wide receiver who you just mentioned, who's all over the place. I got to feel like from a pass defense standpoint, you guys, I'm guessing, executed pretty much the way you wanted to going in?
Yeah, but, you know, our run defense wasn't up to par last week, and that's probably the reason they didn't have to throw the ball too much. But a lot of that stuff doesn't just fall on the front. It falls on also the linebackers, and it falls on the DBs especially, because, you know, we're coming in and we're expected to fill somewhere, and if we're not there, then, you know, plays, that's what we're there for, you know, to stop the big runs. And we didn't do a great job of that, and we got to help our big guys up front by cutting these long runs down.
It's a tough time right now for the Dolphins, on the field, off the field. Everybody knows about everything going on. Where is this locker room at, you know, right now, as you guys kind of look at one another and say, hey, this is our time to, we got to do something at this point?
I would say pissed, you know. We're mad at ourselves for dropping a game like that, you know, that we had in our hands. You know, we started out bad, whatever, but, you know, we played it good enough to win the game, and we just didn't make the plays in the end to win it. So, you know, guys are just pissed off that we allowed the rest of the world, the media, everybody to feel like they were right, and these issues were really affecting our locker room when they're in no way, shape, or form are they affecting the men in there. You know, we miss our friends, John DeMartin and Richie Incognito, but, you know, we got to push on. We got a bunch of good guys in there, and we got to just find a way to get these wins and start stringing them together.
So what needs to be different Sunday against the Chargers?
We need to come out fast. You know, that's basically what it is. We've been having slow starts, so we always got to scratch and claw in the end of the game. We got a good team coming in here, great offensive team coming in here, and we got to make sure that we get give the offense great field position and don't keep them backed up like we did last week. And, you know, we got to play a tough game at home and make sure that we come out on top so we can get back in this thing.
DB Jimmy Wilson is with us, getting ready for the Chargers on Sunday, 4 o'clock at Sun Life Stadium. I was just kind of starting to look at their notes and their stats and that kind of thing, and they got a lot of weapons, you know, in that passing game. Mm-hmm. He looks like he can go any kind of different, you know, way he wants to. The tight ends, the backs, the receivers all get involved. What does that mean from a preparation standpoint for you guys?
That just means be on point, because, you know, a single slip, a fall, or, you know, a miscommunication, and you got Gates running down the seam. You got the kid 89. I'm not sure of his name. We just getting all our scout reports in today that he can haul. He's a big dude that can really run. And you got Woodhead with the most catches coming out the backfield, and he's like a Wes Welker on steroids, basically. no point intended, no yeah. Disrespect or anything like that, but you guys know what I'm saying. And, you know, they just got a lot. And then they got a rookie, number 13, that's coming out of his breaks,
yeah,
like, you know, Andre Johnson or something. So, you know, we just got guys that got a really talented offense. Phillip Rivers is putting the ball on spots that, you know what I mean, you couldn't even, in a video game, couldn't throw it any better. So we got a real tough task. We just got to make sure we make our plays.
Obviously, we've seen Woodhead, you know, during his time in New England. Is the role he's playing in San Diego pretty much the same role he was playing with the Patriots? And does that help you at all because you've seen him?
We've seen him before, so we know what kind of guy he is. So it just helps us by not underestimating him. You know, a lot of guys see him as a small guy, whatever. You know, he's not going to be able to run, but that guy comes out, got good, quick routes. He's an excellent receiver and a good running back, you know. And he gets behind those giants that they got on the O-line, and by the time he pops out, he's a 4-3 guy, so he's out there, he's hauling by the time he gets out of the backfield.
I'm previewing Sunday's game against the Chargers with defensive back Jimmy Wilson, who is from San Diego.
Yes.
We were talking before, your rookie year, you went out to San Diego to play, and that's obviously a little bit different than this week, but still a lot of attention from everybody at home, I imagine.
Oh, yeah, you know, especially the locker room. They're making fun because, you know, every time I make a play or anybody, Jamar or anybody from San Diego makes a play, I'm like, you know, he's from San Diego. Like, you know, just, you know, always rep my city. You know, I love San Diego. But, you know, I'm going to have to calm it down this week because, you know, they're the enemy. So
they are. Well, it was a good night on Monday night for the San Diego guys. You, Rishard Matthews, both with big nights. He had the career receiving night. You had the interception and hopefully some big stuff against San Diego on Sunday. Thanks for coming in, man.
Thank you. Thank
appreciate
you. Appreciate it.
Jimmy Wilson, we'll take a quick break, come back into some more of your questions. You're watching the Finsiders on Fox Sports Florida, and you're listening on Dolphins.com and the Finsiders Radio Network.